Leadership Story Talks, where we discuss the practices that engage, motivate, develop, retain, and attract people to businesses. We'll give you principles and tools based on real-world stories to leverage listening and storytelling to become a better leader and management professional. Leadership Story Talks is produced by Narrative, a company that focuses on personal storytelling for business.
Welcome to Leadership Story Talks. I'm Jerome DeRoy, CEO of Narrative.
I'm Julian Ryan, and nice to see everybody again out there in our podcast world.
Yes, nice to see you, and thanks everyone for tuning in. Today, it's just me and you, Jules, and I'm excited because we're announcing various things to come, and sort of looking at it's now summer, and we're ending one season to get into a new season, and I'm excited to talk a little bit about these fresh perspectives that we're going to be bringing to our listeners. So that's what today's about.
I'm delighted. As you can note, I've got my summer hair. It's all ready for humidity. I'm ready to be outside. I'm ready to break out of my room of 9x20 room to go outside and enjoy some summer holidays. So it's well-timed for both of us at this point. Have a chance to do that.
Yeah. And what I'm excited about is that, you know, this is not the end of what we're doing. You know, it's really us going back to look at our, you know, what's coming in down the pike. And then while we're doing that and looking for new content that we're going to be talking about a little bit here to give our listeners a preview, we're also going to be doing replays of our favorite podcasts of the season and the ones that brought us a lot of different insights. And so I thought maybe we could talk a little bit about this now. And, you know, for me, really, I think one of the big things that I was excited to learn about was really this whole issue of DEI and expanding on my own knowledge of what it is, how it's evolved over the last 3-4 years in particular, and really, you know, these various perspectives that we've had on the show, from taking the lens of innovation to DEI with our wonderful ladies who wrote the book about DEI and innovation and adopting that lens towards it, to, you know, people who talk about bridging gaps and differences from extremely different perspectives, you know, opinions that you would think people would never be able to budge from and certainly never be able to even have a conversation about. And I remember that from our conversation with Juliana and her work at Listen Courageously, which kind of harked back to the work of Sierra Abinoza and the Socratic Dialogue Institute, right? So there was that was a big thing for me, you know, the just kind of delving deeper into diversity, equity, and inclusion, and seeing all the different kinds of perspectives that people brought to it.
So to summarize, what we're doing is taking a moment to reflect and really go and take our own advice that we give out to so many people. It's good to take a pause once in a while and reflect what we learned and look at some key elements of what's informed our learning, who did we learn it from, and how can we play it forward in our work? So we've realized we have to be our own students and do justice for us. Now, you mentioned DEI, which is important because I think the lesson that I took away from this year is it's multidimensional things that we have to keep advocating for in our conversations when we teach. I think sometimes everybody goes after certain subjects with their own lens, their own specialty. But if we can make it a point of keep including other elements into the conversation, I think that brings awareness. We are not all one thing. We have to paying attention how we show up, I think, is the key learning we've had. And how do we, what will land and what will really resonate with people? Because there's no mandatory teaching. We want to make sure people are open to learning and listening and discovering. Mm. So I think, you know, you hit some good points there. And you're right, when you rattled off all those names, it was like, well, we have done some interesting work and we've had some interesting conversations this year. We've been quite fortunate who's shown up at our doorstep here.
Yeah, for sure. And I think the You know, what's also coming to my mind is the connection with what we do at Narrative and the storytelling mm-hmm. piece. You know, that's definitely been the connective tissue. You know, even talking to a musician, singer, songwriter, and producer. Mm-hmm. You know, from that to talking about DEI and other issues in the workplace. You know, hybrid work, remote work, storytelling is always at the heart of it. Like, what's the story that mm-hmm. we're telling about an issue right now? What have we told in the past? And what do we want to tell? How can we change that narrative to our advantage so that it becomes more about what's actually happening and how we envision the future? So that was also kind of a reinforcer for me of the value of storytelling and what we do with our own clients and in our own work. And how much I've taken, as you were just saying, you know, mm-hmm. we're students ourselves, and how much I've taken from all these different guests and the conversations you and I have had one-on-one on the show. And just all of that informs all the work that we do.
Yeah. And on a lot of levels, there's been so many fun things. Like when we had Dan Lyon say yes, first I was excited. He linked in with me. The author did. The best-selling author. And then he said he would show up and talk to us. And then he was able to talk to us. So it's a lot of little moments about taking a chance to ask somebody to connect and see if they spend time. So I think that's been one conversation led to another. We've had these great authors, like you said, that have showed up from various sources that have really opened up our eyes to new areas to think about. So it's been fun. It's been like an adventure. So the world's kind of showed up on our doorstep, you know, one conversation at a time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, like I said, we're now developing new content for our listeners. Mm-hmm. And so maybe we can talk a little bit about that, because there's a few things that I'm excited about here.
Yes. One guest is going to be artificial intelligence. She's also a thought leader in tech, as well as being someone who's grown up as a woman in business and technology, talking about her experience. So that's the first person that comes to mind that we're getting in the queue for the fall.
Yeah. And we recently spoke to someone who's also going to be part of our new season, who deals with language. And when I talk about language, it's actual language, the way we speak, and how and not, you know, some form concept or idea, but it really does look at, you know, how dialect and the kinds of accents people have, and how that is actually people who have different accents can be discriminated against, and and why that isn't part of how we look at diversity, equity, and inclusion and all those efforts. And that's going to be a really, I think, eye-opening for a lot of people. And I know that our guest is, you know, has TED Talks and things like that. So really an authority on the subject. And I'm excited about that, because it's something I certainly kind of grew up with and came up with even in my career, working in multinationals and being from France myself, speaking French, and, you know, having worked with a lot of people who have different accents and speak different ways even, and to see how much we assume because of that, because of the way somebody talks, their accent, et cetera. So that's really going to be illuminating. I'm excited about that one.
Yeah. And again, it's taking a moment, because we've all been, I've been guilty, and I'm sure you have, of making an assumption of just given on the cadence and how somebody uses their language, what's they're about. I remember, just case in point, I grew up in a neighborhood with many different nationalities and accents and schools. And then when I met my husband, who's from Ireland, has a heavy inner city Dublin accent, and he was so used to everyone fussing over it. And he goes, that's the first thing he noticed about me. I didn't go crazy about his accent. I'm like, look, everybody I know has another accent from another part. This is not a luxury item. This is like business as usual. So, but it's figuring out how we present and how we develop confidence. Even myself, I long journey and owning up some of my Queen's accent over the journey. So we can find out stuff. I think paying attention. The podcasts help us learn more, but they also reflect back to things we already were paying attention and shows where there's some value. It's a lot of simple things. We don't have big formulas. We have simple things we practice and we encourage people to use every day. And so I was included about how we listen, how we pay attention. So I think what we're on that mission to do is keep reinforcing that and build a sense of community.
I love what you just said, because it you know, paying attention and doing things that we're essentially preaching, right? And mm-hmm. that these are practices. And that's really, I think, the purpose of this podcast is for us to communicate about the practices that we see and to talk to people about their own practices so that we can share those with the world. And hopefully that's really helpful to people. And the other piece, I think, is that I've certainly been much more aware of this year is the accountability piece, that you and I are accountable to each other. And, you know, we have these practices and we put them out there. And one of them is to actually make a podcast every week, right?
Yes.
And to find guests, et cetera. And so we're working pretty diligently. I'm sure there have been times where, you know, I've shown up and I was like, well, is this really, you know, can't I just do something else right now? Go for a walk or something. But no, I'm accountable to you and you're accountable to me. And we show up and we do this. And I think part of that is what we're communicating to people, what we're modeling to. That's how we work. You know, we create spaces in those spaces we're accountable to one another, and it doesn't mean it can't be fun, because we have lots mm-hmm. of fun but it is something that you practice and you do consistently.
Mm-hmm. Gotta keep showing up. I mean even this morning I was on a Zoom with a new colleague friend who was part of an organization I work with from Ghana. And he stayed up late and I got up early. And, right. But it was amazing to, you know, share backstories and find out what informed their purpose and what we can do to play forward for good.
Yeah.
So I think that's the beauty of it too. It's just finding all those little interconnections. And we, I think, are working hard to be the antidote to show there are wonderful people doing committed to work and improving other people's experience through their writings, through their teachings, through their speeches. So it's a bit of good news as well. We're practical. We know there's challenges out there, but we have to give a bit of good news as well.
Yeah. Well, on that note, I think it's the perfect transition talk about the other thing I'm really excited about in the fall, which is our online series.
Yes.
You know, talk about good news and giving another perspective to people, because you're right. That workshop was really born out of, you know, what's been going on in the world and mm-hmm. sort of this kind of doom and gloom, you know, series of headlines. And are we in a recession? Are we not? Well, if we're not, it's still terrible. You know, what the smoke from it, you know, all these different things that we're kind of bombarded with. And really our antidote to that was to put together this workshop that's really all about you being able to come up with your own leadership story in the face of all these challenges and obstacles. What's your vision? What's your mission in life, in your career? And how can you tell a story that others will follow and get excited about, you know, and get it out there so that you can put out your vision?
And I want to build on the leadership thing, because sometimes I always have this pick and like it's one person leading a tribe of hundreds, but it's a leadership is how you show up every day and what you're committed to do in your work, in your space, and what you are looking to use your talents and also guide other people by example and just be a much more self-actualized person. Mm-hmm. So you can be a leadership group of one, but know you're impacting the people in your organization or your community, as well as leading hundreds. I think that's important to get by. You don't need to have big Hollywood moments, is what I'm always saying. You can be simple, doing high quality work, but thinking about who you are when you show up and what a difference you can make, even those tasks or those initiatives and projects you're working on.
And the workshop is a great place to practice exactly what you just talked, because there's mm-hmm. no, you know, we're not evaluating people. We're not judging people on anything that they've done. It's really a great place to actually use as a laboratory. And the other thing too, is that you'll be with other people, mm-hmm. you know, like-minded and who are also interested in learning how to tell their own stories around leadership and what they're doing. And that's a great way to sort of practice in a safe environment and supportive mm-hmm. environment. You know, how do you want to express yourself to the world? What is it that you want to communicate urgently to others now? And how can you do that most effectively?
And it's more important than ever. It's something you put in your toolkit to have at the ready and practice hearing your voice, talking about yourself in multiple dimensions. So it's a way of almost like you go to the gym to get stronger, you go run to create some energy and stamina. To do that as your own personal exercise, whether you're doing it one-on-one for yourself in our group public exercise or in small group environments, it helps you navigate change. I had one young lady find out she's lost her position recently, and she's a powerhouse of talent. She did not see it coming. Now, does she have talents and skills and gifts that she's going to leverage? Yes. But she didn't see it coming. She wasn't focusing on the what ifs. She thought it's going to happen to somebody else. I'm not going to be impacted. So I think this period, if you want to take a little stress out of your life, is to bone up on that. Make some of your time devoted to nurturing and making sure you have some key essentials on your belt. Resume is a given, but the resume is only paper or online. Make sure you know what you're going to do and communicate, network. So I think this is a health exercise for everybody, a de-stressing health exercise.
I love that perspective. And I think, you know, you're one of the best people I know in terms of being positioned to give that sort of feedback and guidance. And that's really how I see us as facilitators mm-hmm. of this workshop is we're really guides, mm-hmm. you know, and we're not here to tell you what to do or not to do, but rather it's giving you techniques and tools and skills that you can really develop yourself. And you're going to be the one coming up with your story. We're not going to make it up for you. You know, we're going to be guiding you. We're going to be guiding you through it. And that's, I think, a lot of the barriers that happen. Probably the number one is like self-judgment mm-hmm. and self-criticism. And you know what? I can't do that. I'm not as good as that person and telling stories. And, you know, I'll never be that way. Well, this is your opportunity to actually explore that and see how you can be that. Because I can tell you from experience, 20 years at this point, that I've never seen anybody who's not able to tell a story. Mm-hmm. And certainly, you know, once you have these tools and skills, it makes it so much easier. And it is a de-stressor. You're absolutely right. It's like, wow, that's one thing that I can set aside. You know, I don't have to worry about that, about not having that skill or feeling like I don't have the tools to be able to do that.
I laughed before when you were saying we don't tell you what to do. Well, sometimes I do. I have this like, I know I'm supposed to. We know when coaching is supposed to direct, suggest, but sometimes people are like, you got to do this. Trust me. But most of the time it is recommendation. And what we do provide in the situation, we're reflecting back. We're pulling out things that you don't see in yourself. And I think that's the valuable gift and reflect. And if you can find your way forward to carve out time, you're doing it when you're not at your most vulnerable. Now, can you learn to talk about yourself when you've had some challenging news, when your organization's really gone through some shifts? Yes. But why not invest a little ahead of time and make that your like your health tonic, basically, that you have it. And you're starting to think about all those jobs and skills you've suppressed or forgot about or you haven't done recently. So rewaking them and finding out, well, that's my timeline. These are all my metaphors and analogies I can put to use and, get proud of it and have some fun.
Yeah, I love it.
And it's like a great treasure hunt when we do this kind of work. It's amazing.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We're like gold miners, right?
Yeah.
So we find the gold every time. And I love what you just said, because it also connects with a big theme of this last season of the podcast, which was, you know, well-being and health and how do we take better care of ourselves and, you know, in this kind of constant stream of information and technology that's given to us through technology and dealing with remote work, hybrid work, in person, you know, all the changes we've all gone through have created a lot of stress in our lives. And there have been some great things, but also a lot of stresses. And I think it's great to connect this workshop also to your own well-being and to see it that way, because it's true.
Yeah. And like I said, just enjoy. So what are you looking forward for the summer?
Well, I, on the subject of well-being, I am looking forward to taking a little time off and, and have a little vacation, and spend some time with family. It's definitely been a year of, changes and loss in my family. So I'm happy to kind of reconnect with everyone. And the other thing too is, you know, just being able to take a little bit of a step back and inventory, a little bit like what we've just done really, really quickly, but take a little more time to do that. You know, what's the status of things and where do we want to go next?
Absolutely. And a little exploring, a little fun, new food, new people, and come back with some new inspiration as well. Even though I swear I'm not going to meet new people again and talk. It's impossible. That's part of the best part of living is finding people, how they're all connected, one degree of separation.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. We are social animals after all. Yes. Well, great. Well, thanks, Jules, for all of this. I'm excited for what's to come. I think we did we had a nice talk around, you know, what has been and what is currently going on and what's going to happen for our listeners. I hope you all get as excited as we are about this. And I'll say, as I've been saying for a few episodes now, if you've been inspired by this session, you can join us on September 7th. We'll be there in person, online, live, when we begin our 3-part online workshop series. So go to our website, narrative.com, N-A-R-A-T-I-V.com. It's called Leading with Story, and that's where you'll find all the information about how you can find, craft, and tell a powerful leadership story of your own in a safe and supportive environment over the course of 3 1-hour sessions online.
I look forward to seeing you then. We're going to figure everything out. Cheers.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks so much. And obviously, don't forget to leave a review wherever you find this podcast. That's what drives the word of mouth. And also go to YouTube, because that's how you can see us.
Yes, see me making faces.
That's right. You can see all of our glorious reactions. Flagging them down. That's right. Well, thanks again, everyone, for listening. And thanks, Jules, for co-hosting with me. I'm looking forward to the summer and to getting back with you.
It's been a blast.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. It's been really great to see you every week. And we'll see you all back in the fall.
For more information on the narrative listening and storytelling method and how it can help your business, go to narrative.com.